Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello. Come on down. I lied. We weren't going backstage. Okay. So we have just vegetables with like tomato sauce. We have cheese. We have different kinds. Who's hungry? Who's going to eat on this side? Okay. Come on, I've never done this. You help. We have. You want the whole box? Really?
Well, no, not
all right.
The whole box.
All right. All right. Brad, Angie, yes?
Pepperoni.
Okay. How do you want?
Cheese.
Cheese, that's a cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah. Julia wants cheese. Who's your favorite movie star? They're here. Well, who do you want to talk to? You know Julia Roberts? Have you seen this?
Right. Pass it down.
Okay. Wait a minute. We're going to run out. Okay. Great. Okay. The whole thing? All right. Great. Great. Wait, Andy didn't even get anything. Hold on. Let's go on this side. Okay. Wait, Kerry Washington is pregnant. She needs some. She's. Let's go. Let's get anybody? Leo?
Yeah.
You got to be hungry. No? Come on, somebody over here? Jared? Yeah, yeah, Jared. Jared Leto. He just won an Oscar. All right. Okay, here you go. Hey, by the way, Harrison, you said you wanted pizza? Okay. Carrie, yes? Oh, another pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay, great, okay. And then I don't have any money. Who here has... Sandy? Sandy, you have money. You've got a lot of money. You can tip him, right?
Sure, I'll take it.
Where's Harvey Weinstein? Harvey. Harvey. No pressure, only a billion people watching. Whatever you feel is right. Marty, you said you wanted some. Jonah? All right. Some people need no introduction. This next woman is not one of them. She's the first African-American to be president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science, and she's the woman who could fire me at any moment. Please welcome Cheryl Bone Isaacs.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host. Today's February the 12th, Thursday, and here we are. This is our Oscar show. Yes, we want to thank Blog Talk Radio, yes, and our affiliate stations, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, many stations that listen to us, and we want to thank them for having our show on their affiliate station and network. But today, we're talking about the Oscars. On February the 22nd, next Sunday, it's the 87th Academy Awards Oscar show in Los Angeles, California. And we wanted to go to far extent to bring a great show for you guys, and we hope you like it. But we brought in the pizza. If you guys remember last year on during the Oscar, Ellen DeGeneres, from the Ellen Show, she hosted the Oscars, and it was a very great job. Oh my gosh, that was so funny! It was real. It was cool, and she had so many surprises. One of the surprises was a pizza. She had a pizza delivery person, and his name is Edgar. And he delivered, I'm talking too much about it, but listen, first before we go there, every year during the Oscars, they have great food by a great chef, well-known chef named Wolfgang Puck. And he has a catering service. He's been hosting the Oscars for many years, and he has a sneak preview for this year's 87th Academy Awards.
The Governor's Ball and the Oscars is really the biggest event in Hollywood. There's nothing bigger, really. It's like the World Cup or the Olympics for us. And we're doing it for the 21st time, so it's a great honor for us. And every year we try to outdo what we did the year before. Now this year we are doing 32 different dishes. Now we have some very modern dishes, and we also have some very traditional dishes, because We have people like Barbara Streisand or Al Pacino or some of the bigger stars who know exactly what they want. For example, Barbara Streisand will come and say, oh, Wolfgang, do you have a chicken pot pie? And then you have Al Pacino. He loves our Kobe steak. So, and we have also some vegan dishes. So if Ellen DeGeneres or somebody like that comes, we're going to have a wonderful mushroom risotto. We're going to have crispy parsnip chips with eggplant puree, smoked eggplant puree on top. We have a beautiful English pea soup with black truffles. So there's something for everybody. And this year, like, we have potato latkes with smoked salmon. We're going to have baked potatoes with caviar. We're going to have a shepherd's pie. We're going to have a steamed prawns. We're going to have different kind of pastas, a truffle risotto, agnellotti with chestnuts, so chestnut puree. So there's a lot of food. Our managers from our restaurant, they know the people. And so they set them all in the same zone, in the same area. So that way, like, if Clint Eastwood comes and Steven Spielberg comes or Ang Lee comes or whoever is nominated, they sit them all in the same area so they can talk about their experience, about their movies, and about their family, whatever. So it's much more fun that way. And it's in a relaxed atmosphere, and people can taste all different kind of dishes. We'll see this year who's going to eat second, or if people are going to try different dishes. I want people really to try different dishes. Like, I remember the other time, we had a big table with Barbara Streisand and Adele and John Travolta and Alan and Marilyn Bergman and everything. And I just brought them food, baked potatoes with extra caviar and chicken pot pies, and they left very happy.
I know this is the Oscars, but I was at the Grammys for a little bit there for maybe 2 seconds, maybe a minute. I was at the Grammys there. Excuse me. So we're back. We're back on our show, and we hope you listen to. I need to go into acting. Did you see what they're going to have? Just a sneak preview what they're going to have at the Oscars this year. I mean, every year Wolfgang Puck, they come out with different surprises, great dishes. You know, creativity is there at the Oscars there in Los Angeles. Now, just a little trivia before we go into our show with our pizza, Hollywood Pizza, Ecker. You know, the red carpet is 500 feet. Yes, let me get my notes out of here. Yeah, it's 500 feet. That's the walk there for the paparazzi in the pictures and in the bleachers in the as far as the fans at the red carpet, only seats 700 people. That's like a golden ticket, the Willy Wonka golden ticket, 700 people only. It's being held at the Dolby Theater, and that seats 3,300 seats, and that's a lot of seats there, you know, and many people watch the Oscars, between 40 million and above every year. And this year, there's no contender, the same thing, you know, but here's our show. So we're talking to Ecker, and we want to bring on Ecker. And here's our interview with Ecker. He's the pizza person that was invited by Ellen DeGeneres to the Oscars.
Welcome here on the Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host, and we have a cool guest. You know, the Oscars are around the corner. Here it is, February, and if everybody remembers last year, Ellen DeGeneres, she had called at Pizza Place. Wait a minute, I have a guest on who happened to be the person that they called. I would like to welcome Edgar?
Yes.
Martin Chun. You have to say your last name so everybody should know. We'll know from our menu.
Sure, it's Edgar. My first name is Edgar, and last name is Martirosyan.
Martirosyan. I will have it right by the end of the show. How are you doing, sir? Welcome to Flavor Living Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Wow, so you were the pizza. They were during the Oscars, everyone, if you were watching the Oscars last year, they called Mama and Papa's Pizza, and Edgar came there with the pizza to deliver to the Oscars. Let me get that right, Oscars. And basically, your pizza was tested by Jennifer Lawrence, Julia Roberts, Kevin Spacey, Harrison Ford. Tell us the whole story.
To all of them, man. To all the most famous people.
Well, so tell us the beginning. What happened?
Beginning, I was working, and it was a busy day. So I was on the phone taking orders, and then they called and said that we want to order pizzas. So I took the order, and it was crazy busy here. And all the orders were getting late, so I took that order myself.
Okay.
And then I went there, and they told me it's for backstage people, whoever it works at the backstage. So I was there with the pizzas, and then Ellen came out. She's like, follow me, and then I was on the stage.
So did you have any idea that you were going to ask to be come on, as far as the Oscars?
No, I didn't, man. I was shocked. When I was at the stage, I was like, what is this? Who I am, what I'm doing here, you know?
You acted like you were just a part of the program you were on there, like, wow. You weren't nervous at all.
Usually I don't get nervous. It's just my personality. But inside of me, you know, I don't show. Don't show what I feel, you know. But
yes.
Inside of me, I was like shocked. So shocked, and I was like, in one moment, I was thinking, is this in my dreams or this is reality?
Now, you're the franchise owner of the Mama's and Pizzeria there in Hollywood, California. So really, before we continue, how did that, I mean, when you became an owner, were you in here in California? Were you in Los Angeles or overseas in Armenia? Or how was that? How did you become a franchise owner?
I was in my family back in 90s, they led to Moscow from Armenia, so I was living in Moscow in Russia, and then after 10 years living in Moscow, we moved here. So when I came here, I was looking for a job, and this location, the Big Mamas, they just barely opened up, and I was looking for a job, so I found this job. I was passing flyers, you know. I was doing these flyer things, walking all over here, putting door hangers and those flyers on the doors. And after like 2-3 months, they hired me as a driver. So I was driving for like 1 year. And then I was always wanting to cook, you know. And then I had interest in me. So I was coming, making pizzas. And then when I was cook, they hired me as a cook, and then they hired me as a manager. And after like 2 years, I asked the owner if he wants to sell this place, and he said, yeah, if he give me a good deal. So me and my brother, we bought the place, and we've been owning this location for nine or eight years. It's almost.
Wow, so basically you were a go-getter. You guys were like
go-getters. Yeah, so that's the story of my, how I came and how I became the owner of this pizzeria.
Now, I mean, your pizzeria is right, I was looking and researching, and as far as Mamas and Papas, you're right there near the studios, so you must have some stories of different people, that Hollywood people that you deliver and everything there, huh?
But most of the time it's like my employees, whoever goes to delivery,
yeah,
they are always coming back excited. Oh, I saw this person.
It's never like the Oscars. Like you hit the big time. This is the Oscars.
No,
you went to the Oscars. Not like that, you say.
No, of course not, man. The Oscars, that's a lot of what he can be, you know. there is no more space after that.
So now, you're at the Oscars, right? So you're there, And then I saw, like, I mean, how many pizzas were ordered that night? You, I don't know if you
They ordered 20 pizzas.
Okay, they ordered 20 large pizzas.
Yeah.
And you're there at the Oscars, and you're handing out pizza. I mean, did you get to talk to it? Did you get to talk to the movie stars, the Jennifer Lawrence, the Harrison Ford? Did you talk to them? You get to talk to them and say, how'd you like pizza?
Or, in that moment, I wasn't understanding what's going on. So I didn't talk to anyone. It just, like, I was going like a zombie. So... Yeah, I didn't talk to anyone, pretty much. Ellen, she was asking questions to the people, and then I was just handing pizzas to people, and she asked me, who's your favorite actress, and I said, Julia Roberts. That was my conversation in that moment that I was there, you know, but I didn't stop, or I didn't just talk to celebrities, like staying for a while and talking with them. No, it wasn't like that.
Wow.
Just in that moment, everything you guys saw, so that was it. I talked to Julia Roberts after, like, Oscars, like it was after the 3 weeks. They called me at the show, at the Ellen show, and I didn't know she was there. They did surprise. So.
Okay, welcome back. We hope you're enjoying the interview. Listen, we had a special sound bite that we got with Ecker being on Ellen's show. Listen.
From the Oscars, he owns Big Mama's and Papa's Pizza, and his new restaurant opened here in Los Angeles. It's called Wood, and I asked him if he would bring a slice for everybody to enjoy. Edgar, come on out. Maybe you'd enjoy being here again because you enjoyed the Oscars so much. And
I enjoyed every time to be in here.
Yeah. And you love Julia Roberts so much, don't you? She's still your favorite?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Do you have pizza in there?
Yep.
Wow.
Hiding in the orchids.
Yeah. She was going to scare you, and then she changed her mind.
What a sweet, sweet reaction had to me.
I know. It's just it's amazing that we got you two together, and now you have you're going to put his initials on your... You're going to add them. Add that to you. All right. Hopefully this is enough for everybody. Why don't you two pass that out to the
just
audience.
Take one bite.
Welcome back. This is Bryant, your host on Flavor Living Radio. We are talking to Edgar. He's telling us about his story, what happened during the Oscars last year with the Ellen DeGeneres, and she brought him on board. And wow, just what a great story. He's kind of telling us the surprise on what happened and the surprise, the things that happened. He went on her show, as you just heard. He got to meet Julia Roberts. Come on. That's awesome. Now, we got more, part two of our interview about the Academy Awards, the Oscars, and what happened to Ecker. You know, a year has gone by since this has gone on, and let's see what happened after a year's gone by. Here's our part two.
I saw, you know, I have to go now. It has been, tell us everything that's happened since then. I know it's been an awesome... just a whole new door has opened, and what has happened, like, even the day after, I mean, for our listeners, what happened since then? It's been a year now, but I mean, I know a lot has happened. I know.
Day after that, I was at the Ellen show. It was crazy, man. From
from all over the world calling me people, taking interviews, like there is no place that they didn't call, you know?
I thought you were on CNN. You're on CNN.
Yeah, any country, you know, I give interviews. So that was a story for like 2-3 weeks in front of my pizza shop. Here it was like a lot of paparazzi, people like with the cameras, like all the news channels. Yeah, that was it, man. But I'm still here making pizzas, so I'm still same person.
Yes.
He didn't change my personality, you know. I'm still the same guy. So.
Wow, see, that's awesome. That's rare. A lot of different personalities would react totally differently, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. You know, I didn't use all these things for my career or for my future. Just it happened to me, and my thought on this is like because of our hard work, because when we came here, we really work hard, and until now we are working hard. But just this is the way how it paid me off, you know. So it happened, it's fine, man. I'm not going to crazy.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I mean, see, that's a really downer. Now, has there been has other people wanted to try, you know, since as far as the Oscars, I know everybody now wants to try Mama's and Papa's Pizzeria now from outside of Hollywood now. I mean, I know people want to try it, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of tourists. This pizza place now, it's like one of the LA destination places. So even the tourist buses, they stop by here in front of pizzeria, people coming out, taking pictures.
Wow. And they're like, hey, I'm doing it. What's going on?
Yeah. And they're even, when it's traffic a little bit, like they are yelling from bus, Edgar, like it's crazy.
Wow. Well, you know what? You're now a celebrity.
Okay.
You. I know it's hard to. You have to digest. But you're now a celebrity. Now you are now a celebrity.
Yeah, pizza celebrity.
Wow. So listen, tell us the type of pizzas you have. I mean, here on Flavor Living, we want to know what type of pizza. I know there's the basic, but I was looking at some of your pizzas. I know you had gluten free, whole wheat. I saw one called the Mafia Cake. Wow, that pizza looked really, I've never seen that, you know, here on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's like a Chicago style.
Yes, it's like pretty huge.
Big dish pizza, yeah. But we have a lot of variety of pizzas. Like, we have most popular ones like meat lovers, pesto chicken, Mexican pizza. What else we have here? The cheese lovers.
Okay.
We have a really good pizza, man. So.
Wow. You know, I was thinking, Edgar, I mean, this can possibly turn into like a movie script.
I'm sorry?
This can be a movie script.
Movie star?
Like a movie script. Like a movie script.
Oh.
You can see? You can see? I can see a movie script here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, you're there in California. There's lots of writers. I can see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. And
now that you have the connections there, you know... The movie stars, it could be a movie script, you know?
I don't know, man. I think this is my passion, making pizzas.
Okay.
And I love what I do, so I'm not... I got a lot of offers and stuff like that, but I don't want to just be involved in this old TVs and stuff like that.
Wow. Wow, so that's cool that you're down to earth, man. That's really rare. That's really
rare.
That's awesome that you're down to earth. Wow. So now,
I'm just happy whatever I'm doing, and I don't want to change anything. So.
Wow. So I just wanted to have you on our show, Edgar, and just tell us about you know, what happened during the Oscars and just your story and everything. And now, what event or what What surprised you when you were at the Oscars that you didn't know about? What really surprised you?
At the Oscars?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, something that you like you saw there. You're like, wow, I didn't know that this happens. I know meeting the movie stars and celebrities. Was there anything there at the Oscars that surprised you?
Seeing all these people, man.
Well,
one. So that was the big surprise for me, or big. Like thing that I remember from all this, I mean, from just a regular small pizzeria owner, and I was in between all of these people, you know, so that was the most shocking and most crazy thing for me, because, I mean, I've been really working hard, and from just nowhere, I was there, and boom, you know, my pizza, eating, all these people eating my pizza that I'm making, and...
You're like, hey, that was, you're like, I'm here, and I've been working hard, and now, wham! So, yeah, I even heard that your franchise is going, because of this, is going to be in Dubai, too.
Yeah, because of this Oscar, and because of me, these guys are franchise corporate. They are getting really big, so which is good for them, and they should be happy.
Man, you should get a percentage of that because you helped them out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about the money. I don't care about anything, man. Just whatever it is, whatever it is, what it is, you know. So. I'm not running after money, and I'm not. It's not my personality. For me, money is not. It's not important thing, you know.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah.
That I think that's. You know, I was thinking. You know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, some people they can do anything for money, but money it never in my life. And I'm 31, and money never in my life is like priority, or it's not like in first place, you know. Money is good. It's good. I'm not, yeah, but it's not that I'm going crazy. And first thing, it's family, all my close people next to me. That's a very important thing for me. Everything else, I don't care, man.
Wow.
I can work, and I can do whatever I have to build, or I have to, if I want to be somewhere, I'll be there with my hard work. That's it.
Wow. Well, Ecker, you have to tell everybody here on Flavor Living Radio, where can they at least possibly find you on the website as far as Mama's and Papa's Pizzeria, your website, and how to find you, you know, as far if they want a franchise. I know we don't have one here in Hampton Roads, but it'd be great to have, especially that thick pizza, y'all. That's a thick pizza right there, man.
People can write me on my Facebook page, which is my first name and last name. So if someone wants to contact with me, they can contact through Facebook.
Okay. How they would just look up.
And it's Edgar. Yeah, Edgar Martirosyan. So EDGAR, and my last name is MARTIROSYAN.
There it is. Well, Edgar, it's been an honor to have be on. Flavor Living Radio, and you met the, you know, a lot of people have their whole life to come that close. You're meeting the movie stars and everything, and you're really down to earth and really cool, and you had this incredible event, unexpected surprise happened. So
thank you, guys. Thank you for having me, and thanks for your interview.
All right. Well, thank you for being on our show.
Well, that was our show here on Flavor Living Radio, and we hope you really just took in what happened to Ecker with the Oscars this year, taking place next Sunday, February the 22nd. Tune in to our radio show next week on Flavor Living Radio, and listen, drive safe and eat well, and we're signing off on The Flavor.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.